Are you one of those people that longs to expose yourself? GoDaddy.com has everything you need to expose your inner brilliance to the world. And this podcast contains a special code that you can use to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goofa, goofa.
Hi. Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul Beer.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week, Tone,
yeah?
It's a Concrete Man Trance special.
Fuck.
Yeah, and...
you can't say it.
And we haven't got a word of the week, because I haven't got time.
Right, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all right. We have got... I'll tell you what bands we've got up front again, though.
Okay.
We've got Resistance 77, The Jewel and Crashed Out, because
nice.
They're on at Concrete Jungle this weekend. And we've got Mantra 2. We don't know how many tracks we've got by them yet.
Right.
We'll find out later. If the first one's shit, we'll kick them out.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
right. And, still being here.
And I don't mind whether they mind shouting now, but we've got not one, but two Adam Ants in the studio.
Hey! Hello! I'm here for six people.
The Brummy Ant and the Donny Ant. So, listen, I'm going to get straight on with the first one, Tone, all right?
All right.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
First track is by Resistance 77.
Excellent.
They are
we're
friends,
Ellis again.
Friends of the show. Ellis, well, it doesn't matter what band we play, Ellis is probably in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
naturally.
I think he was in a band once called Ellis and the Ants.
I'm not sure.
Right, but we played a couple of tracks of this. It's the latest album. It's called Songs for a Nanny State. Now, Tony, you've had a few goes of this. What is Resistance 77's website address?
Resistance77.com. With yeah. 77 and the numbers.
You're good.
I'm good. I've done my stuff.
It's Tony One, Paulie B, and the Internet Nil.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And this is track 9 for the album. And this is Will They Survive? That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all right. It's a good fast start.
Always good to have a system.
This, of course, is the Planet Smashers and the bed before was the Needles. I forget every week, don't I? I forget every week.
Well, yeah.
And we will have Resistance 77 on our MySpace Top Friends.
Cool.
Which is a nice link, because it's now time for MySpace
Top
5 comments. I know. What am I like?
Is it actually Top 5?
It is this week, yeah.
Wicked.
It's Top 5. It isn't the usual Top 17.
Brilliant.
If you'd like to get in touch with us and you're on MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio, you can leave a comment on our page up to 2,500 characters. That is correct, isn't it?
You've been on MySpace way too much.
I have, yeah, but don't leave one that long. We can't be fucking bothered to read it. right, first one's from Pucker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
29 years old and from Hitchin in Hertfordshire.
Nice tash.
London is but a satellite town of Hitchin. Goofer, Goofer, I know you think Facebook is for posh kids and students, but you now have a group on Facebook. Shh, don't tell Tom. Another set of comments for you to check each week, but Tony, one way to fuck MySpace. Keep spreading the word of Punky, always spreading. Later, smacktards. And if you'd like to quickly jot down this address, it's http://www.facebook.com/group.php ?GID=23005755. Should be quite
easy to remember.
Should be quite
straightforward.
Like, yeah. This one's from Biff.
Nice.
Sexy Tony and Paul. I don't have a scout accent. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Biff.
You clearly have. All right, gay. I used to listen to your podcast when it first came out.
All right, gay.
Yeah. Saw you on a band's MySpace page. Think it was the Exploited, so thought I'd send you an ad. Skinny Rob. Do you know what worries me there?
Everything.
I used to listen to your podcast.
Is that the only thing? Yeah. You're picking up on grammar.
No, he clearly doesn't any anymore. Fucking more, does he?
All right, okay,
Keep
yeah.
Up. Oh, here's another from Biff.
Oh, nice.
How the fuck would you know I had a Scouse accent?
Clearly has. Last one from Letitia from the Screeches.
Nice.
We haven't heard from Letitia in a long time. We played the Screeches on the show about a year ago.
They're
hey,
on Black Pie.
Oh, she's from Spain, of course.
Hola.
Chance for an accent.
Oh, hola, cariño. Un grande besito.
Hey. I'm hearing voices again.
Hey, hoyos.
Mi amo es Catamanta.
Hope all well with a punky... Oh, it's Italian again. Hope all well with my punky friends in Merry Men Country. Best wishes, Letitia.
Merry
the
Men Country.
The band are back together.
She, well, I didn't know they were apart.
She's got a new lineup.
Oh.
So check out the Screeches. We'll get them on our top friends as well this week. Tony, how quick is that? So concludes MySpace latest comments.
Nice to conclude.
Check it. My bad self.
Check your bad self.
Okay.
I have the podcast and the comments.
Vote.
Yeah, please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's a link. It says, please, important, please vote for us. Click on that link, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments.
We're 12 votes off Soupy Twatto.
Oh, wait. Soupy
yeah.
Twatto.
Soupy Twatto, as he's now called.
Yeah.
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 That's,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Be quiet in the cheap seats.
We can turn you down.
Yeah, you okay. Would turn him down.
Off.
Right. Punky Rocks. This is Deshi from fucking Wicked Radio, the best commercial free rock station in the universe. Punky Radio kicks ass so much we got them on 7 days a week.
Brilliant
blokes.
Quite right too.
That's wickedradio.org.
Well done, Evil Deshi. And if you are listening in North Korea, sorry you haven't got a computer yet.
I hope Paul doesn't die in Bahrain. Then Tony,
I didn't!
Then Tony would take over the show and it would turn into a crybaby emo kids, only lower emo.
God, Kinblood! Kinblood! Oh, Kinblood! I'm gonna run about you, my dad, Kinblood!
Just kidding, the show would actually turn into a very strange, slightly German version of Kinky Sex Radio.
It'd be shit.
I quite like that, though. Slightly German
what,
version of Kinky Sex
what,
Radio.
You like to be slightly German and kinky? What is that, Tony?
I don't know.
No reason.
No reason.
Have you been to PopCon? Or have you just popped some
com? I haven't
com.
Popped now.
Sure, we popped the com.
Anyway, keep up the good work.
Oh, that's Dutch, sorry.
It's always thinking accents.
Always thinking accents.
Where did you get the name Super Gatto? And that's from Preston.
Ah, that's because he thinks that we should obviously be in first place.
Right.
In music, in Podcast Alley. So if it says Super Gatto, it must mean we've changed our name.
Got you, got you.
To Super Twatto.
Is that the buttons?
How many Prestons do you know? It might be that fucker from... Extreme Makeover USA style with that twat who keeps shouting.
Alright.
That's not in your bubble, is it? Sorry
no,
about that.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
My mistake.
Punk is great.
Yes, it is.
Best podcast ever. Thanks,
true.
Paul and Tony.
Sure,
no, that should be Tony and Paul.
No, it shouldn't.
That's from Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. If it's from Jeremy, probably should be Tony and Paul.
Jeremy?
You look like the kind of bloke who goes out with someone called Jeremy.
Thanks.
Jeremy Schmidt! Jeremy Hitler!
Alright, leave it! I've been busy in the three-legged dog trying to bury shit in the frozen desert.
Have you really?
So I'm a little late voting, changing a punky scene to fit my locale, and that's from Twilight.
That's Twilight.
Twilight.
And if you'd like to see Twilight stocking tops, why not visit punkyradio.com? She's got a cracking pair on her as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers. Things to do. 1. Smack the monkey. 2. Kick the flunky. And 3. Listen to Punky. And that's from Mark Spooner.
Thank you, Mark Spooner.
Thank you very much.
Mark Spooner. Who's he? What do we know him as?
I don't know. We know the name.
Someone else. David Essex.
Right. Are you just sounding names out now randomly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark Spooner, David Essex.
Fair enough.
Oh, you've never seen a pair of them in the same room?
No, that's true.
Mind you, we have got 2 Adamants in here.
Who'd have thunk it?
That's freaking me out a bit.
That concludes the podcast alley comments
Look
for this
you.
Section of
this
the show.
This is like the Eurovision Song Contest.
I know.
Here is the voting from Finland.
Lordy.
I liked it.
Right. Next song then.
All right. We're racing.
Oh, no, not quite next song. I would like to do just a bit of selling out very, very early on. If you're in the Bristol stroke Avon area,
right,
and you'd like a fantastic new comedy club to go to, why not check out Club Cognito at the Horn and Trumpet, run by my mate Ian Cognito.
Nice.
Now, the history of the Horn and Trumpet is it's a good old-fashioned fighting pub, but upstairs there's no trouble.
Really?
And it's a slightly different show to the rest of the ones in Bristol,
right,
in that it's got more of a kind of sleazy, seedy cabaret feel to it. So make sure you check it out. It's right in the square bit where the fountains are and that.
Okay.
If you're in Bristol, go down there on Friday or Saturday, and if you go up the stairs and shout Punky at anyone who listen, you'll probably get twatted.
Always a bonus.
Right, next. Excuse me, just clearing out last night's for you.
Nice,
right,
thanks.
Next song by The Jewel.
Cracking.
Now, the reason we play Resistance 77 at the start of the show, and the reason we're playing The Jewel now, is that they're both appearing this weekend at Canberra Sands at Concrete Jungle.
Yes.
Which is the festival being co-run by my mate Una with the Crazy Spikes and the dodgy English stroke Dutch clockwork orange nutcase skinhead boyfriend.
Yes.
Luke. Show. I don't trust anybody south of Flanders.
Guys.
Right.
Right, yeah.
But The Jewel, friends of the show, Tara Rez. Wow, we like her.
Yeah.
And although you don't like as much as I did. Ah, get out of that one.
Why don't I like her as much as you
did? You said you didn't like her as much as I did.
I said it because you love her.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And my drummer drums for them. Well, one of my many drummers.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Is that why you don't like her? Because stopping your fantastic band from gigging. Because I don't feel very nice. Like a bad-tasting spice.
You love it.
I don't. Right.
Okay.
So this is from their album, Let's Finish What We Started.
Okay.
Right, we've played quite a few tracks off this. Fortunately, there's 15, so we've got a while yet.
Right, okay.
What I want to know is, Tony, not is what the Jewel's website, again, I've thrown this at you before.
Right.
They are involved or helped to run and organise a thing called FFR UK, or as we call it, For Frock.
Yep.
For Frock. What I want to know is, what is For Frock's website?
www.ff...
We don't do the W's on this show, you retard.
We did. We usually do.
No, we usually don't. What are you talking about?
It's ffruk.records.co.uk.
No! ffruk.com. Yes! Oh. I'm back in it. It's what? Tony one, Paulie being the internet one. And this... Oh, I haven't even fucking sorted it out yet. This is on pause at present.
Brilliant. Oh, yeah. I love that on pause.
Yeah, it's excellent. I think it's one of their better ones. this is Right to Exist, open brackets, Our World, close brackets.
Nice. We'll be right back.
Oh. Do you know what?
Just caught it.
We like the Jill, don't we?
Yes.
We do like the Jill.
I like the Jill. Just not as much as you.
Yeah, I know.
Because you love
I know. I like... Look, all right. My name's Paul B. Edwards and I love Tara Rez. IDST. All right? Happy now?
If destroyed, still true. I thought that meant...
If this story's true, yeah.
Yeah. If destroyed, still true. I always learned it as.
No, it's if this story's still true. It was, yeah.
I don't know.
Bow to seniority, Tone. Or alternative, to a cat.
I'm not bowing into anything.
I was going to say that if you had more headphones, we could say we like them, but we don't get to hear them in the tube.
No, so I couldn't put two headphones in the tube.
You don't get headphones. It wouldn't help you. Anyway, you've got an ear cosy on.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
Tony.
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
I have, sir. Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to.
Okay. If you have a twat to nominate, and please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
All those three things are important.
All those three, especially the where they're from.
Yeah.
And do email me, because my twat is drying up.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, I know.
Alex Ferguson, Manchester.
I sent you a list.
You have to email tony@punkyradio.com.
Pay attention, fellas.
God, dear, I know you knew, but, you know. Right, this week is from Biff.
Hey, is it from Biff?
Who claims not to have a Scouser accent.
It's Scouser! All right, la.
All right, la.
Is this a lot of twat?
Do it in a Scouser accent.
No. Sexy Tony.
That's why.
Yes, you're too right. Although she's 16. I've got two twat for you to judge whether or not it is a twat.
My name is Paul B. Edwards and I like Tara Rez and she is an adult.
I like the Germans.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Name. Don't know his first name and I don't really want to, but it's Sergeant Wilson.
This is already clutching at straws.
Yeah.
Sergeant Wilson.
Sergeant Wilson,
this
yeah.
This is a Dad's Army reference.
Don't think so.
Wilson.
Don't think so. Location. Somewhere
stupid
in
boy.
Frodsham or Runcorn area, I think. Likewise, don't really want to
know. Runcorn, the home of Two Pints Lager.
Yeah. Because she's from Liverpool / Chester area.
Hey! She's not even a fucking Scouser, she's a fucking woolly back!
Reason. If you had the guts to take a photo of this tosser, you would put the picture in the dictionary under total piss mop.
Fair enough.
Every night, this so-called sergeant takes the piss with all of my cadets. It's just not on with the abuse he gives them. He expects these people to lick his boots clean for him.
Tony, is she a girl guide as well?
I don't know.
You're just in it for the uniform, aren't you?
No! No!
Just to borrow it off her.
Abort! Eject! No!
Milky pants!
Not
milky
a paedophile!
Milky pants!
God damn it. I will play once more the not a paedophile card.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
At least you're not Belgian.
Yeah. Jail back.
I can turn you down.
Get out of jail, bait, because he's normally trying to get in it.
No! Anyway, every night, this so-called sergeant takes the piss with all of my cadets. It's just not on with the abuse he gives them. He expects these people to lick his boots clean for him. He's most likely got mixed up with the terms God and sergeant. For example, cadets will clean the room and tidy up the chairs and whatever little good little gnomes late... And whatever, like good little gnomes, haha. Later, he'll go in and fuck
and
up the room
the
totally.
Sea.
And expects them to do it all over again. Me and the other NCOs and corporals or whatever have sorted him out and he does not abuse his rank as much. However, he's still a tosser. We also hope he leaves, as we fear that his uncontrollable acne will get us.
Oh, dear.
Which could be controlled with a decent wash, you dirty bastard.
You dirty bastard.
So, on behalf of Frodsham Debt...
Oh, okay, here goes then.
Ready?
Right, yeah.
So, Sergeant Wilson from Frodsham or Runcorn...
Is a twat!
And that's from Biff, who claims not to have a Scottish accent, which he has.
By the time you'd finished reading that out, someone had nicked its hubcaps. Can't work out Emails and messages. These are a very good way to get in touch with us if you're not on MySpace. And one or two of you aren't, I understand that.
Fuck MySpace!
All right, Tone.
Sorry.
You can either email paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com. Here comes the first one from Peg Leg Pete. If you're talking about Lynn Griffin from Griffin's Guide, she's been doing a news show called Lipstick Aliens.
Right.
Just passing on the info. We did know about that, but I didn't know whether she was still doing it. This is in reference to last week.
Yeah.
When we said, Lynn's left us an Aussie iTunes review, but where is Lynn? Peg Leg Pete has told us.
God.
Right.
Well, cool.
And just when we thought we were going to go a whole show without mentioning the little canardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinard Scrubs, read me, Paul.
Okay.
Well, I was listening to last week's show, and surprisingly enough, Scrubs came on at the same time. What's that
spooky
all about?
Was that a boot?
The whole clinic was at a funeral for one of the nurses, and the emo daydreamer was thinking about his own funeral. Well, he had two last requests: to have dance music playing so people would remember him, and that everyone would have to give him one final hug. In the daydream, everyone gets up and says goodbye to the emo. Then came Dr. Cox, my favourite.
It's you.
All right. He very quietly told the supposedly dead emo that he should have said this while he was still alive, that he really loved JD. Is that Jack Daniels? And and he would miss him. Just as he went to hug JD goodbye, the emo sprung to life and said, "Ha! I knew you really loved me. I had to fake my own death to hear it, but everyone else did too. Did you guys all hear that?" So Dr. Cox proceeded to turn around, break JD's neck for being such a smacktard. Moral of the story, Paul: I think you should tell Tony how much you love him on air, so he doesn't have to fake his own death to hear it. He takes enough abuse. We all know how much you love him, but does Tony? Think about it. Thought I should pass along the story. Always looking, Alan. Alan, no.
Fair enough.
I know.
Tony, you know how much I love you.
Yeah.
Not a fucking talk.
Harsh but true.
Shall we do track three?
Shall we?
Shall we do? Crashed Out.
Okay.
Guess where they're playing this weekend?
Concrete Jungle.
Concrete Jungle at Camber Sands, a wonderful two-stroke, three-day festival of all things punk that we were supposed to be at this year. They wanted us to MC the punk rock karaoke.
Well, next year.
Unfortunately, I had a gig in Bromley.
All right.
Got it.
But we are doing it next year, maybe, possibly,
but
maybe.
But we will be there next year with any luck.
Punk rock karaoke.
Punk rock karaoke.
Excellent.
We can do them ones we do in that.
Oh, ah.
Anyway, Crashed Out are signed to Captain Oi.
Cool.
But I don't want to know Captain Oi's website, so no. No, I don't.
No.
I'd like to know Crashed Out's website address.
Crashedout.com.
No, it's crashed-out.co.uk. So that is poorly being the internet 2, Tony 1.
Yeah.
You took an early lead, mate, but you're trailing.
No.
Don't worry, the half-time orange is on its way.
Blimey.
Yeah. And you're a Jaffa, so it should work out fine. Right. So, this is from the album Pearls Before Swine.
Okay.
Yes, which is how I feel this show is this week.
Yeah.
And this is called, if I've got it right, Sink the Ink.
Sing it!
yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Bit of swearing in that, like it. So, this is on the Ghost Train. Before that was Mustang Lightning. I forgot again. They're all on our MySpace.
It's all on
MySpace today. Top friends. It's time to sell out, Tone.
Is it that time again?
Have you had a look at GoDaddy's website yet?
No, sorry
Prick.
About that. Yeah. I've been in the garden sunning.
That's true.
Can't you tell by my white tan?
I can, yeah.
Yeah.
You look very, very nice.
Thank you.
I don't know how to quit you. Our friends at GoDaddy.com,
yes.
They're our special friends. Essentially, they're a web service provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
Of course. And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. Oh, yeah. So all you would-be Tonys out there.
Thank you.
Can you tell I've been reading this out 3 weeks in a row now?
Yeah.
Might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provider, you get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is it so good in the UK, Tone?
Because that exchange rate, baby.
That is correct.
It's nearly up to $2 now, isn't it?
Come on!
I've been checking the news.
I can nearly buy America.
It was $1.99 last time I checked.
Come on. Let's break the $2 mark.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we can get over there and see all of our friends. So go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs. There we go. Now, the reason I said about if any budding Tonys out there, if they would like the podcast as well.
Yeah.
Punk Warning, inspired by ours, now doing their own podcast. And yeah. They've got their own gig on.
Right.
They lay on themselves rather than the same way that
like
we would do
party.
Block party. Yeah. God, they thieve off us, don't they?
God.
But I've forgotten to bring the information with me.
Right.
But they have posted it on our MySpace comments.
Right.
So please do go myspace.com/punkyradio, look for Punk Warning and their gig, and if you're in the area, go. They're in the state somewhere.
Are they?
So
right.
I just think everyone in America can go. It's not very big, is it?
No, it's tiny.
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 Tiny
size
America.
Of Wales.
Tiny America. It's getting smaller with the exchange rate.
Yeah, we'll buy it all soon.
Well. There's a few people left there anyway now. Fuck.
Oh, God.
Now, no. So, Tone, we're going to crack straight on with the next song. And the next song, I'm very pleased to say, is by a band called Mantra 2.
All right.
And we've got their lead singer, Cat Mantra, in the studio. Round of applause. Round of applause. There we go.
It's been a while.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Thank you very much, Cody. Now, you said that you were going to do the break for us because you can do the smashing nicey.
Yeah, I can do. You want me to do that now?
Do it now, yeah. Do it now.
What,
yeah.
To introduce my song, you mean?
Introduce your song, yeah.
Okay.
Make sure that you tell... It's with track two, innit?
Yeah,
track two, yeah. Right, make sure that you tell everyone about the band now and why they should want to listen to you. Now, I'll do the website bit. I've got that sussed.
Okay, well, I'll tell a bit about the band first. We're called Mantra 2, and we're great. My drummer is Mr. Terry Lee Moll from Adam and the Ants, one of my drummers is. You might have heard of, a bit of a name
never
drop there.
Who
was supposed to come and be interviewed here. But
he's a big yellow chicken.
Yeah, he never turned up. This album is actually out and available from all good record shops, including HMV and Virgin and Amazon and all that.
And all that? Where's that?
Which
is it
one?
Called Werewolves of London?
The album is called Werewolves of London.
Werewolves
and the
of
title
London.
Track is a cover of the Lou Marinelle and Warren Zevon version. In fact, I got a message off Lou Marinelle on MySpace
saying, please stop covering our
face. He said, funnily enough, he said it's the best cover he's ever heard of it.
Oh, wow. Wicked.
And then I sent that on to Marco, who did the cover with me, Marco Peroni, another name drop. And he said, who's who?
Who's who?
So he didn't even know that.
He said, cat who? Stop following me around.
Fuck off. No, he didn't realise that it was written by anybody in conjunction with
right,
Mr. Zevon.
Okay.
But so do you want me to go into the introduction now? Or
no, let's just
carry on waffling a bit longer.
Let's just do the website first, Tony. What I want to know is, what is Mantra 2's MySpace page?
Shit. MySpace.com/Mantra2.
And is it the number 2 or is it an
is
II
it an
two, or is it TWI?
I'd go II.
Ha! No, it's a 2.
Wrong!
It is,
/Mantra2.
Fell for the oldest trick in the book. It's
I'd
MySpace.com.
I'd also like to drop in that there is the main site at Mantra2.com as well for a lot more info.
Well, maybe I didn't want you to say that because maybe that might have been one of my later.
Yes! Oh, we've got lots more I can write down for you.
But fortunately, it's not. Fuck off.
Got it.
Right, so
Ted.
Mantra2.com.
Yeah. So, a bit more background. We've been going for a few years, and this was the second album. Obviously, we're going to be talking about Ampfest a bit later, where we'll be performing. And now we're going to...
what's this track?
This is all for charity, of course, mate. It's Mantra 2 and it's called Don't We Miss You Now.
1, 2, 3, 4!
I do.
Woo.
I miss them a lot. All right. We'll have two prizes.
Right.
That was Mantra 2, and Lee Singer Catmantra is in the studio now. We're also joined, of course, by not only Adam Ant, but Adam Ant.
Yeah.
There are two Adam Ants here.
Introduce yourself.
In true Alan Partridge style, let's give it a big...
Don't you ever.
Just got it.
Thanks for keeping up, Tony.
I was mixing it in with a bit of,
Do you see what I've done there?
I was a bit lighter.
That was off the cuff as well, I've embarrassed myself with my own glory.
I thought it was just an eagle impression.
Thanks, yeah.
Not a cracking eagle impression.
It's the best one I've ever done. Listen, man, seagulls eat eagles. That's right. Once upon a time, a taxi driver in Brighton told me that when I mentioned that I didn't mind Crystal Palace. Long story. Hell. Right, so maybe would you like to introduce yourselves, Adamant and Adamant, and what you do?
My name's Simon. I'm in the lead singer of the band Ant Flavour. We basically cover most of the stuff, really. A mixture of from the early punk stuff right the way through to Kings of the Wild Frontier material, right through to some of the solo stuff as well.
Okay. And?
And I'm Wayne from Ant Music. We do early stuff from Ligatage, Dirk Crazy White Sock stuff. I'm in another band called Ant Music doing King stuff. King of Offentier.
Oh, right, so you're in one band that does the
and one band
that does the pop stuff, basically.
We call Ligatage, do all the Dirk Crazy White Sock and Bayside stuff.
And have you covered Punk in the Supermarket?
Not yet.
Do you think you ever will?
No.
So, and you're both here because it's Antfest coming up soon.
Yeah.
Antfest.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And where is Antfest occurring?
Birmingham Barfly.
Birmingham Barfly. And when is it occurring? You're itching to get back on it, aren't you?
Don't mind if we interrupt you.
Come on,
sorry. Okay. Well, it's 070707, but I'll let the Adams carry on because they're enjoying having the mic.
The Adams.
Love it.
The Adams family, is this?
Yeah, the Adams family.
Well, you brought Lurch in anyway.
Lurch at the door.
Right,
that was not very nice.
So come on then. I want Ant Fest information here.
Biggest thing since Adam and the Ants. Biggest live thing.
It's in Birmingham on the 7th and 7th and 7th.
Birmingham Barfly.
Barfly.
Tickets available from ticketweb.co.uk.
And how much are tickets?
$19.95.
It is a bargain. And there's how many bands are on?
Eight bands, isn't there?
Yeah. And is every band something to do with the Ants, or is there
shall I go through the band list?
Yeah, go through the band list. Yeah.
You go through the band list. Can you remember?
Go through the band
list. Yeah, well, I'll go from top to bottom.
This
we'll
might take a while. I'll have a sit down.
Paul's having a beer, which I brought, because nobody else brought
it. Yeah, all right, all right.
The headline is At Music, which is Wayne's band. And then
Wayne's band! Wayne's band! Party time! Excellent!
We've also got the Lavender Peel Mob, which features Kevin Mooney.
Cool.
Who was the bass player on King's Wolf for 2
for about 20 minutes.
Well, for the most important record they ever made.
Bad Boy Mooney. I hope you don't mind me saying, I think he was the coolest looking bass player they had.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, after that they went to Big Perm.
They went to
Big Perm man.
Oh, Tibbs, didn't they?
And then they went to Chris Constantino, who I can't disc because he's on my record as well.
He's very cool.
Yeah, he's
right. Very cool.
Brilliant. But the Lavender Peel Mob, they're not very, very ant sounding, to be honest, because they're more influenced by Renegade Soundwave, which is what the rest of the band came from.
Okay, right.
It's Gary, isn't it?
Then there's, most importantly, Mantra 2, of course.
That's it, push your own band.
Well, the thing is, though, not Puss in Boots again. You are kind of, sort of, most importantly, sort of, what with you having a couple of members in the band.
Well, I was only joking, man.
And a member up front,
I think everybody's equal. It doesn't really matter what order they're on, to be honest. Right. Everybody's equal. It's a bit of a cliche, but all the Ant fans and all the Ant people who are involved
in
the music,
we
are all like the new world fans.
We are sex people.
Sort of wild nobility.
We're all good friends.
We're all good friends.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez, overload.
We're all good friends, no. And there's no competition involved.
Right, cool.
It's just,
right,
you know.
So, anyway, we've also got Ant Flavour.
I should just
course.
Explain that the reason I get most of the references that you are saying and adding to them is that the first single I ever bought was Ant Music.
Fantastic.
I am a massive Ant fan, and I bought all the box sets that come out. And
there
I've
you
got,
go.
And I got the ones, the reissues with the extra tracks on. I got all of those as well. And I just fucking love them. And
respect
I just,
is yours.
I love him.
Well, we'll have to give you two a couple of tickets.
No,
then,
I don't really fancy it.
Once more, fuck off. So I haven't finished talking about
the
bands.
Sorry.
Then there's a band who came in late called Kings of the Wild Frontier.
Who's running this show?
Who were? Sorry, I was just trying to finish what I started.
That's fine.
They hail from Norfolk, from Alan Partridge territory.
It all fits. It all fits.
Full circle.
Aha! Yeah.
And I suppose we should be mentioning the MySpace addresses. They can find them all through
Kings of the Suffolk Border.
Yeah, yeah, I think they do actually sing that instead. I'm not sure, but
it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Hello, it's stuffed. I hope they say that when they go on stage. That's what I do. That is, of course, Suffolk and Norfolk. East Germany and West Germany, of course, joined and became Germany.
Mm.
We don't really want Norfolk and Suffolk to do that.
It'd be fuck.
It'd be fuck. So, sorry. Have we gone through the band yet? Am I causing bother?
What else have I left to...
The gorgeous Sangeeta.
We have Sangeeta, which... They're not particularly an ant band. They're an ant-inspired band.
Right. Aren't we all ant-inspired bands?
Absolutely.
Happy Millionaires. Happy Millionaires, yeah.
Yeah, well... let's just finish on Sangeeta.
Sorry, dude.
Maybe just finish on
from
Sangeeta.
From Australia. And a very fit lead singer.
Kylie.
She's very pretty. No, it's not Kylie.
I know.
She's Sangeeta. Yeah. And then Happy Millionaire, which are good friends of mine, or a couple of them at least I know well, and they're another ant-inspired band. They're kind of warming up the show.
What does ant-inspired mean? What sort of music are they?
Well, they are sort of retro 80s.
Neuromantic,
you know.
Okay.
But they're not like...
Do they sound like Spandau Ballet?
No, they sound more...
Do they sound like Wham?
More post-punk.
Do they sound like Catchy Goo Goo?
Post-punk. Yeah, right, more post-punk. So you look, your Temple Tudor.
Temple Tudor, come on. Now you're talking.
We had to meet the enemy a mile away. Under the eternal sky turned grey. You can do that with like a club singer, can't you?
I posed her a question concerning love and food. She slapped me round the face and told me not to be so rude.
I'm really glad I managed to find Mansfield now.
You'll never want to find it again.
No.
Mansfield hasn't actually been built yet. We're in the middle of Sherwood Forest.
Don't forget the Welsh Maestro car trouble.
Sorry. How can we forget the Welsh Maestro car trouble?
The MC of the event.
Right.
Carty. And he's also
one of my heroes.
He does a lot of mixing of all ant music.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
My heroes are people like Winston Churchill, Lord Nelson, Adam Ant himself.
Carty.
He likes Carty.
He's a legend.
Never meet Winston heroes. Churchill do a remix, because I haven't.
No.
No, but he was very funny with what he did to the Russians after the Second World War concerning an awful lot of contraceptives.
Hey. Yeah, that was amusing, wasn't it?
It was hilarious. It was great. He stamped small on all the boxes just to piss them off. He's a legend.
My kind of guy.
So, Antfest. That's true story.
Antfest. Smoking here, be perfect.
Antfest is seventh of the seventh of the seventh.
Yeah, which is Birmingham Barfly,
which is the next door neighbour to the devil, and it's yeah. Birmingham Barfly.
Yeah, and well,
there's eight bands on. It's about £20. Tickets can be ordered from ticketweb.co.uk.
Yeah,
and we're going to do a competition for a couple of tickets and right. A signed Mantra 2 album signed by
Mr. Terry Lee and myself.
Excellent, Terry Lee Marr and yourself. He's learnt the right then.
Yeah, well, yeah. Took a few practices, he went through about 50
covers. Oh, cool. He just got that X off his face and stuck it on. Let's play another song. Let's play an Adam and the Ants song that's a cover version that's live that Marco Peroni said is all right to play, shall
no,
we?
No, he hasn't said it's okay to play, but he will do, because I'm going to email him tonight.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
I thought we'd play track 3 so we can sing the end ourselves.
Oh, right.
How
right.
does that sound? We what might do a bit us? Of live stuff here.
What is it?
I know what it is.
Well, it's the one brilliant. We've already talked about, how we've done it ourselves.
Oh, yeah, okay. I remember now. Oh,
Christ
yeah.
on
they
a
were the
bike.
Days. Just play the fucking song.
Those were the days. 8 seconds ago. Yes, but Tony. Yes, but Tony. Before we do that, what I'd like to know is, what is the kind of closest you can get to an Adamant official website that they haven't even spoken about yet?
We need to Adamant.com?
Nearly. Adam-ant.net.
Oh, that's close.
Should we mention the Antfest MySpace?
Well, I'm rather busy putting a song on at the moment, well, thank you.
God. Yeah.
Turn his fucking mic down,
you
will you, Tony?
Me to after.
Yeah, all right. Well, maybe that's the next one I've got! God,
sorry,
Christ
Paulie,
on a bike.
Adam, don't make him angry.
Don't. You, oh, yeah. you don't like me anyway. You certainly don't want to like me when I'm angry.
I didn't get a script.
Right, Adam.
What script?
Green. Adam.
What script? Sorry, Adam. Carry on. Yeah.
Adam-ant.net. And this is Car Trouble live by which band? Ant Music.
Ant Flavor. Yeah.
Right, this is Car Trouble by Ant Flavor. Christ.
Have you Trouble! Car, car, car! Trouble!
Trouble!
Trouble! Trouble!
Yeah! Everyone give me trouble. You came in the right place.
That is brilliant. That actually, I know that I was taking a piss while that someone was going, sounds nothing like him, but it actually does.
It's cool.
That is fucking brilliant. That is really, really good. Amp flavour.
Yeah?
Have you ever had those? They never brought them out with Walkers, did they?
I'm bringing my own
they
out.
Missed a beat there. Yeah.
I'm maybe bringing their packet out next month.
Tiny packets, tiny packets. For those of you crisp eaters on a diet, try Ant flavour. Ant flavour.
The crisps that I'm bringing out are actually, they're specially compressed.
Oh, yeah.
And they're stamped on by millions of little ants' feet.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
Individually.
Right.
And put in a nice little packet.
Yeah.
And then put on your beautiful little shop shelves there for people to go out and buy.
Thanks very much for that.
Yeah. It's a beautiful image.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm glad we got that sorted out. So, what would we all like to talk about now?
Parable in Doncaster.
Shall we set up a competition now? I did New Year in Donny, thanks for asking. Rubbish, yeah. No, that wasn't your fault, of course.
I was going to say before we go to the competition that we would have liked to play some Ant music from Wayne's band as well, but I forgot to tell him to bring the CD to
It isn't actually Wayne's fault then, it's yours.
No, it's my fault, but also it was the studio recording, so we weren't sure about the copyright and all
that. We wouldn't have had it.
No. MySpace page, it's on there.
Right, what's it? Well, God, give your MySpace page out then.
Yeah, but
it's MySpace/ AntMusicUK.
AntMusicUK, and.
And it's myspace.com/AntFlavour. We've got an official website as well.
Which was that for the crisps or the band?
For the band.
For the band, yeah. Right, yeah.
The official website is, the official website is www.antflavour.co.uk.
I've let him go with the W's there, Tony. I hope you noticed that.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's the
thanks. Yeah. I like it. We don't do the W's.
Thank you.
And you can check us out on Ligatage Band.
Ligatageband.com or .co.uk?
MySpace.
MySpace.com/ Ligatageband. Ligatage.
You're so happy, aren't you?
Yeah,
you
know it. I love it. I love Ligatage as well. I love
right,
Ligatage as well.
Noel, I've
right
got some
then.
Giveaways for...
Excellent.
For next week's swap shop.
Jim fixed it for me to fuck a granddad.
I want to swap...
Let's do the competition. So what we've got here, we've got two sets of two tickets to give away, have we?
What we've got is... The first prize is a signed Mantra 2 Werewolves of London album signed by Terry Lee Moyle and myself and two tickets to Antfest.
Right.
So that's worth...
Which
know.
Is on the 7th that's of the 7th of the 7th. Yeah,
that's right,
good,
yeah. And then the second prize...
Yeah.
Is just another two tickets to Antfest.
Which is on the 7th of the 7th of the 7th.
That's
of
right,
course, yeah.
On, yeah.
Now, what question do our listeners have... And should they send them in to PaulieB@punkyradio.com?
Yeah, either or, really.
Or Tony.
You can have a fight about who gets...
Ah, great idea. What? Great idea. No, that won't work. They'll all send it to me. Right?
You don't want to...
Send your answer to the following question to PaulieB@punkyradio.com no later than next Monday night.
Yep.
All right?
Which is the...
Which
what?
Is... 20... It's after Monday date.
23rd? 23rd? Just what date it is.
Is it the 12th of never?
of October.
Yeah, you've got until next Monday night, which is, fuck, St. George's Day!
Oh, come on!
You've got until midnight, St. George's Day. You've got until the greatest English day
it
ever
all works
is
out.
Over. Right, send it in.
Great.
So your answer to the following question to PaulieB@punkyradio.com, and the question is...
The question is, what date is Antfest on?
And if you don't know it, you're a fucking idiot. So, and what we'll do is we'll just pick out two,
yes.
Basically. It will be at random, trust us.
Justice.
We're not just going to happen for ourselves.
No.
Should we happen to be there? That's got nothing to do with it.
We've paid.
But yeah, this is an ideal opportunity for you to go and basically have a great day out in Birmingham, and not many people can say that
no.
ever.
Fucking hell.
So, yeah, Antfest, which is on the 7th and 7th and 7th. So
yes.
If you know what date it's on, make sure you email PaulieB@punkyradio.com. This is, of course, the Dead 60s.
It is.
PaulieB@punkyradio.com. And the very best of luck. It will be a great day. And we are going to try and be there.
Yes.
We are going to try and be there. I'm not sure whether... not that that's going to swing it.
I think you should bring some kind of recording equipment and do some backstage madness.
Do you?
Backstage madness.
But I thought it was Adam and the Ants.
yeah.
Madstock you're thinking of.
Oh,
God. It's hard for them to keep up, isn't it, really?
Some antness.
Okay, some backstage...
Backstage antness.
Crazy.
Backstage antness.
Bring your crisps!
Absolutely.
Let's have a...
Ant flavour.
Let's have a four-stick picnic. See what I've done there with the four sticks with the two drums.
We should have brought some crisps for the prize giveaway.
We should have.
Right, we've done that really, haven't we?
Hold on a minute. This is good. It is, honest. I've just thought of this. We've got not one, but two ants in the studio.
Yeah.
I've got a challenge for you now. Two ants there. I don't know which one of you wants to take the lead. One of you is that going to have to be the Echo. Have you guessed where this is going yet? How about a little blast of Apollo 9 just for us right now? I'll even...
Well, you need three echoes, so I guess I'll join in on
the You can join in as well.
See,
this is
the countdown, then,
this is a punky exclusive. A punky exclusive. It's not often you get not one but two adamants in the studio and neither of them be the real one. But also you get one that knows the other fellas in the band that no one's really bothered about. This is going to be fantastic.
Let's rock.
Just the intro, yeah?
Yeah, just do it.
Ten.
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 Dress it up.
Nine.
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 Dress it up.
Eight.
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 Dress it up.
Seven.
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 Dress it up.
Six.
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 Five, 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 five.
Oh, that's fucking brilliant. Excellent.
I was a bit late with the first
hey,
10 minutes.
Hey, Kat, what do you say?
Kat was a bit short. Yeah. You came a bit late there, Kat. Is that unusual?
Where am I? Where am I?
Where am I? Let's get the best 60s back on.
Oh, there they
hey,
are.
Hey, that is a punky exclusive. No other podcast ever has ever had that, ever.
No.
Thank you very much
for
that.
Before we put the last song on, thank you don't for forget that. To do the...
Thank you very much for that.
Did I tell you you're wonderful?
What's that? What I've got to do?
The Amfest MySpace that you were saving before.
The Amfest MySpace that I was saying. Don't you think I've got that under control?
Do you want to guess it?
Well, you will do at some point. We've got another 2 or 3 minutes yet. Chill out. I'd like to talk more ants with you. So,
still play my song.
What's it like working with Terry Lee Mole? Is he all right to work with?
He's really great, down to earth fella, actually. But seeing as they were my heroes when I was a kid,
does that make it a bit weird?
Well, when he first came into the studio, I must admit I was a bit starstruck, you know. And he starts playing all the dog eat dog beats and stuff, and you get the hair on the back of the neck thing going on, you know, and I'm like, oh, what's up?
Is it a bit weird saying, no, Terry?
It is weird to him, yeah.
No, Terry, do it again.
He's actually really good, though.
That's handy.
Taking direction. I say,
well, oh, right, okay.
I say I want a beat of a certain way, and then he does it. But then the producer usually fucks it up. Not Carty, the one, the other one.
Not his legend. You're getting a
Carty
fight.
Fixed no. a lot of
his
stuff
hero.
That was broken no. by the other one. But there you go. Yeah, but it was amazing. I mean, the first one obviously was Mark. He was the first one I ever got in touch with.
Right.
That was through posting on an Adamant website, actually.
So that was just pure luck. There was
I posted up some songs on an Adamant forum and got loads of replies. And then Mark, it was like a thread called Hello Marco. And finally Marco like pops up and says, how much you paid this lot then?
So you spammed him, did you?
That was the first. No, it wasn't me. It really was other people.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
And then I got in touch with him by email, blah, blah, blah. And the first time he found me was on January the 2nd, 2004. And then we worked together through like sending it, you know, WAVs back and forth and stuff. I've never actually been in the studio with him, but it was still pretty amazing.
So you've never actually been in the studio with him, but he's...
Not with Marco, no. It's just all back and forth with our various software
and
programs.
Will Marco be at Amfest, you know? Unconfirmed.
I'm hoping, yeah.
Unconfirmed.
You know, I mean, it's... He's a very... he does his own thing, you know what I mean? So if he feels like it, he'll go.
Oh,
if
cool.
he doesn't, he won't.
Oh, cool. Who knows? Maybe he'll enter the competition to try and win a free ticket.
Absolutely.
Sorry, mate, your name's not down. You're not coming in. Fuck off, I'm not the Pironi. So, okay, then. Is there any final words you've got, lads? For what other gigs have you got this year? How often do you gig?
Well, it depends, really.
We get
a bit, you know, where we get a few private bookings.
Right.
Like weddings and stuff like that. But, you know, most of the stuff...
Is there some wedding you might have got booked soon that you've got to do a special song for?
There were booked for Will's, but...
There is one, but that is September the 15th, so it's quite a way away
yet.
Oh,
okay. And so there's plenty of time to learn Puss in Boots, is it?
Absolutely, yeah, indeed, yeah. And that's down in Kidderminster.
Okay.
So that should be a good one.
And have you got any other public gigs other than Amfest that anyone can go and see?
Before that, I'm playing this weekend in the Doncaster area, but I'm playing...
That's a big gig.
Yeah.
It's the whole area.
Well, actually, it's
South Yorkshire.
It's a charity do, so it's all for good causes.
Do you know where that is? Is it posted on your MySpace?
A place called Hatfield Woodhouse. It is posted
Hatfield
on the
Woodhouse.
MySpace
it's
website.
MySpace.
You will find the title on there and all the details on there.
Cool.
And then there's a few other possibilities as well. We're looking at a place in Crewe and also over Ashton-under-Lyne near Manchester
as well.
So if
people just go back to the MySpace, they'll find
out. If you keep checking back on the gig dates, they will find stuff there. As it comes in, it will get put up there.
Cool.
And updated on a regular basis.
And two?
Yeah, we've got a Ligatage set at...
Christ.
Christ.
The Sanctuary Bar in Burnley.
Sanctuary Christ, it's all biblical.
Yeah. And we've got one in the North
Bar. As is Burnley, have you ever been there?
Yeah. We've got,
it is biblical.
We've got one at the North Bar, I think, in Blackburn.
Okay. Again, is this information on your...
That's Ligatage. It will be on the Ligatage site.
It'll be
yeah.
on the site, yeah.
And then, like, another Ant Music gig at the Applebee in Burton again on the 23rd of
June. Cool. And will your mum let you mend it in the kitchen, or do you have to fix it in the garden?
It depends.
Fair enough.
Depends what she says. Okay. She's a gaffer.
And such an arsehole. And
the website address for the Antfest MySpace
is... I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Right. And when are Mantra 2 next playing other than Antfest?
We're not.
My ears.
Oh, right, fair enough.
We're going back in the studio again for the third album after Antfest, basically.
So. Okay, so listen, I know you've all been waiting for this for a long time. Now, Tony, at the moment, it's me and the internet four, you one.
So I'm pretty fucked.
But I'm going to make this for 4 points, Tony.
Oh, great.
I'm going to make this for 4 points,
all
so
right.
You can win it.
Okay.
All right? What I want to know is, what is the MySpace page of the official Antfest? Antfest, what is it? What is the MySpace page for Antfest? What is the official page for Antfest?
MySpace.com/AntfestOfficial.
Antfest official page! Yes!
Oh,
I gave him so many clues!
Oh.
Christ on a bike, Tony.
Oh,
that means I've won 9-1. Fuck it out! Christ, Tony, you'll be telling me next that you don't know that Antfest is on the 7th of the 7th of the 7th at Barfly in Birmingham, you loony tune.
Blimey.
Right, we've got one last track to play here. This is from Mantra 2.
Up the walls.
And this is track 6 from the album Worlds of London, which you can, of course, win this week on Punky. And the one you win is signed by Terry Lee Marr and Cat Mancher. You lucky people. Track 6 is called Angles Are Forever. Open
angels.
Brackets. Well, why does it say angles then?
Is it misprint?
I prefer angels. All right, angels it is. Angels are forever. Angles are forever would
angles.
Be great.
That's a much better
title. Mathematical.
Well, if it had been
are
angles
well, though,
are forever, we'd never have been cut over
Voldemort
by them
song,
Normans.
That's right.
Why?
Maths, angles and shit.
All right, maths and angles, yeah. That's how I learned to play pool.
Cool.
Okay.
Feel free.
All right, I fucked up.
This is Angels Are Forever. And
This is Angels Are Forever, open brackets, Suicide is Pain. Is it MASH?
MASH.
Yeah, Suicide is Painless. That was a thing to MASH, wasn't it?
Smash.
Oh, this is Mantra 2.
Anyway, yeah, it's got Marco on it.
It's got Marco on it, yeah?
And a bit of Terry.
Marco and Terry on it.
look through my eyes and I'll show you a million light years in a moment. Watch over your friends and your lovers. We are the angels of forever.
Okay, so who would you like to say hello to, fellas?
Can I just say a quick hello to me Julesy and to Mr. Moyle and to everybody else? Cool.
Yeah, Kieran.
Get on the mic, fella.
Kieran, Owen, Alan, Neil, and everybody who knows me.
Right. And?
Hello, Gazar, Gaz B, Leb, who are Amp Flavour. And also, hello, Mum, and hello, Dons, and my little daughter, Kira.
Get your mum to listen to this. You just can't. Thank you very much for listening to Punky Radio. Don't forget to go on our MySpace page, myspace.com/Punky Radio. Also, don't forget to vote for us. How did you do that, Tone?
Go to punkyradio.com and hit the important please vote for us link.
It's on Podcast Alley. We want you to vote because we want to beat Soupy Twatto.
And want to beat them legitimately.
Also, AmpFest is on the 7th of the 7th of the 7th. If you'd it like is. To get a chance to win tickets for it, make sure you email paulieb@punkyradio.com telling me what date AmpFest is on.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, go to our BT Podshow page. There's some new stuff on there. The BT Podshow is expanding again.
Yes.
Isn't it? There's new stuff on there that we didn't have time to talk about this week.
We haven't caught up with it yet.
I had time to talk about my experience of Bahrain this week.
Next week going to be packed.
Next week's going to be a packed sugar. And next week is going to be a Full Steam Record special.
Excellent.
For St. George's Day, we're going to get the Finns on board. I think that's a nice idea. I may change my mind and do a load of English bands again because it's St. George's Day part two, isn't it, really?
Yes, of course.
It is really, yeah. So St. George, because we did St. George's Day part one on that other one that people celebrate. Yeah, so all right then, we'll leave the Finns a week.
All right,
St. George's Day special next week with English bands, and I'll tell you all about Bahrain. What a brilliant place it is! I loved it. Is there anything else we've missed out here?
No, I don't think so.
Facebook, go off.
What is the actual official?
If you're on Facebook, just look around.
And you'll find us.
And we're there somewhere. I can't really work out how it works yet.
No.
There is a link to our Facebook on our MySpace page.
Right.
In the comments. So if you've got Facebook, wow, the rivalry intensifies.
Fuck
all the time.
MySpace.
Look at my. I can't
look
stop.
At your hands.
I can't stop my fingers and thumbs.
Freaking me out.
Facebook and MySpace and BT Poncho. Facebook and MySpace and BT Poncho. Facebook and MySpace and BT Poncho. Not forgetting Podcast Alley. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo!
Sex people!
Sex music for ant people!
So why can't you play Stand and Deliver? Because Alan's a cock!
Brilliant.
member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On podriot.com.
The best and the brightest. Served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.